Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Oshie Ginsberg. Thank you so much for downloading the show. I really appreciate you being here this Friday, the 30th of October, 2020. If you're new, this podcast is a conversation that I have every week, twice a week, actually. Mondays I speak with a guest, Fridays I speak with you. And basically, the show is designed to help you make today a little bit better than yesterday. Something that you hear on this show today will make you go tonight, oh, you know what? Yeah. Today was a little bit better. I kind of heard something today that made me think about things differently. And that's all we're here to do. I've been here since 2013. There's over 360 other episodes to get into. And if you're interested, you can join me for this episode. I do it every week live on Twitch. And with that, I'd love to say hello to the good people at Twitch. Hey, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for joining me here on Twitch. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for being here. It is a Friday episode of the show. Mondays, I speak with the guest, and Fridays, I speak with you. And on Fridays, I just like to, basically check in, talk about the things that people have been talking to me all week, and have a bit of a chat. I guess the short version is that straight away, like, I've moved offices. I've gone from the pod cave to the pod castle or the pod tower or the pod attic. So I'm now in the loft where I ride my bikes with Audrey. And you can hear by the sound of the baby playing in the living room below me that it's not as soundproof as the other one, but that's fine. I love it. I love that. You can hear the sounds of the family downstairs. It's pretty cool. I really like it. Thanks heaps for all the emails that came through the week. Send Osher email at gmail.com. That's my email address. It's real easy to get to me. Big thanks to, let's call this person A, trying to anonymize a few of the emails because they get pretty personal today. Thanks very much, A, for writing. I'm struggling with OCD remarkably similar to your experiences that you describe in your book, though the triggers are different. Yeah, I wrote a book about having a brain that's a little different. And OCD is one of the things that I get to have. Yay, me. What struck me most was how you described its effect on your relationship with Audrey. Your head was sometimes simply too full to experience like joy, empathy, and intuition. Yeah, it's really true. When you've got a brain that just won't let go of things and just spins in circles and obsesses about stuff and can't let go, it's very difficult for new information to come in. It's very difficult for new experiences to make their mark on your body and your body to allow those things to change and affect you. And that can be really hard, really hard. I know it's definitely hard on Audrey. Oh, my goodness. Really hard on her because, we'd be having fun times and enjoying ourselves and whatever, and I'm just looping around in circles having a really difficult time. And I guess, what I would say is it's a lot better than it was, but every day I work at it, every single day. And, I think the trick is, I would say, and I heard this in one of the meetings of the fellowship that I'm a part of that helps me stay sober. Use the thing that got you sick, kind of hack it and use it to help you get better. So try and put into that thing that won't let go systems like an if-then behavior, and just be really self-aware and recognize, like, if I'm doing this thing or if someone comes in to talk to me in the room, when I was writing my book, I had to do this. My if-then was close the laptop, turn around. Doesn't matter how focused I am, how much flow state I'm in, how much enjoying, how much dopamine is flooding in my brain because I'm in this creative flow state, close the laptop, turn around, and speak to the person that came into the room. And at first that was really hard because it's very difficult for me to change gears, but it's still something I try to do every day. But thanks heaps for writing. Send us your email at gmail.com. S is written from beautiful Rockingham in Western Australia. Rocking your roof in Rockingham. Thank you very much. Beautiful view of the seaside, which is glorious. And thanks for the episode on the 5-minute mental health and mental fitness routine. I'm a psychologist and I appreciate your valuable sharing about mental health and mental health help. Thank you very much. S, I'm really grateful. There is a new thing that I have started doing just today. In fact, I thought, like, what am I going to reframe today? What kind of habitual ways of viewing other people in my life am I going to challenge today, and how am I going to reframe behavior? So that's something I wrote down today, and that really helped, along with everything else that I said last week. I'll probably do an update on that writing because it changes all the time. It changes what I write. What I write changes all the time, I should say. But I think it's really important to write every morning. I personally, if you've got a brain that's unable to really process things by itself, if you can't think your way out of the thinking that's getting you in trouble, it can really be very helpful to write things down. I've got notebooks bloody everywhere because there's something that happens when you process it. When it comes out of your brain into your hand and you see it with your eyeballs, there's something that happens when you process it, and it's really, really handy. And another email came in from, let's call this person T, another person that read the book. Thanks heaps. You mentioned on page 341, the power of hearing that someone else is going through the same things you are makes the problem appear smaller. It's absolutely true. And I wrote about this because I was really, people ask me, why did I start talking about this stuff? Why did I start doing these Friday podcasts? Because it was, and as I wrote in the book, it's like, it became easier to think about what life might be like when I did get better and believe that I could get better when I heard other people who were where I was and were now somewhere where I wanted to be. And I was so afraid and I was so scared, but my guy, my mentor, he's very funny. He's like, pull your fucking finger out, mate. Stick your hand up, share, let people know what you're going through because you might just save someone's life. And when he told me that, I'm like, it's not about me. I've got to talk about, because that it's things like that that I heard that allowed me to get a whole lot better and help me make a whole lot better, help me get a whole lot better. So that was really, really helpful.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Just to check in with you, we are getting very, very close. You can probably hear Wolfgang's downstairs playing with toys that make noise, toys that require batteries that make noise, toys that, if I had my way, would be bath toys, but that's how it is. Audrey loves them. Wolfie loves them. I just have to be okay with the toys that make noise and sing in American accents. Why do all the baby toys sing in American accents? I just don't know. Anyway, to check in with you, I wanted to talk about something that did come up. I was streaming today and I was riding up an imaginary volcano, and I managed to get a PR, which was sick. My heart rate went well above 170, 4, which I think is my supposedly max heart rate, 220 minus your age, is that it? So 220 minus 46 is 174. I think I hit 180 at one point, which was wild. But I wouldn't have got there had the chat not cheered me on. So that was a really great moment. It was a really beautiful Twitch effect that I really enjoyed. But someone was talking about, starting my podcast and I'm afraid to start my podcast or whatever. And like contrary to comedy sketches you may have seen, I think everyone should start a podcast. I really do. But there's an old phrase, if you've not heard it, it's an acronym. Actually, it's an initialism. An initialism, an acronym is something that you can pronounce, like ASIO, for example, or NASA, that's an acronym, but CIA or CSIRO, those are initialisms. So this particular initialism is JFDI. I wonder if anyone in the chat knows what JFDI means. Wolfie doesn't know. Wolfie's downstairs. JFDI basically means just fucking do it. And I was granted this extraordinary wisdom by a man who happened to be, basically one of the most successful entrepreneurs in fast food in the history of Australia. He's an incredible guy. Bob LaPointe is his name. And I asked him once, I had a chance to have a chat with him, and I asked him, I said, Bob, what's your number one rule of business? And he just looked at me and said, the problems that you think you're going to face that are stopping you from embarking on a project are never anywhere near as big as the problems that you actually encounter. So just start and trust that you'll figure it out. And I was at his house, which is, by house, I mean, farm that encompasses an entire bend of the Hawkesbury River. So I'm sitting in the evidence of this man's wisdom and business brain working. And I was like, well, looks like it worked for you. Let me give it a shot. And once I started doing that, it just transformed my life. Even though I was terrified of the problems I might face or the criticism I might get or what the trolls might write, I just started. And sure enough, the problems that I ended up encountering were nowhere near as big as the ones that I thought were going to happen. And yes, indeed, I figured out how to get around every single one of them. Had I not had that attitude of just fucking do it, there's no way I would have ever started a podcast. A podcast which now is over, nearly 450 episodes, I think. And in the world of independent broadcasting, we're doing okay as far as, advertising and income. So we've built a pretty decent product, and me and the team have worked really hard on getting it here. And I never would have started. You just fucking do it. And same with getting into cycling. I was worried about what people might think of me, or worried about I'm going to look fat in Lycra or whatever. Just bought a bike and started riding. Didn't know the first thing about how to operate the gears or anything. The last bike I'd ridden was a BMX with hub brakes, Fuck it. Got on the bike, started riding. And now cycling's a massive part of my life. And, same with my relationship with Audrey. There's no way I would have a successful, healthy marriage with probably the healthiest relationship I've ever been in if I had listened to the voices that were stopping me from wanting to start. When I say listen to voices, bear in mind that I'm aware that internal monologue, let's just say that, because in the kind of mental health circles that I travel in, if you say listen to the voices, people go, ooh. No. I didn't hear voices. No. If I had listened to those feelings that went, oh, no, don't get into the relationship. You never know what might happen. What if this, what if that? I wouldn't be sitting in a home with a wife and a family and, an extended family that I adore. My in-laws are here at the moment and I love them so much. And I have been welcomed into this family of Audrey's boys just so much. And I'm so grateful. And I never would have been here had I listened to those feelings that were those apprehensive feelings. So just fucking do it. What is it that you're too afraid to start? A new eating plan, a new exercise regime, a new relationship, a new job, a new house, a new career path, a new book, I don't know, a new blog, whatever, a new going to take adult dance classes, learning how to play chess, whatever. just fucking start. Just start. Yes, it's going to be scary. It's always going to be scary, but trust that you'll cope. Believe me. How did I get there? Believe me when I tell you that you will cope. How do I know you'll cope? Because you've always coped. You've always figured it out. You are only here listening to me, watching this right now, because you've always found a way to figure it out. Trust that you'll find a way to figure it out and you'll figure it out again. All right. So yeah, that's what I just kind of want to expand on that, because I was pedaling up a pretend volcano this morning, ASMRing my balls off, trying to get a PR as I headed up this mountain today. So I couldn't really articulate it that well, but I really wanted to do that. From the chat, Boonie Bun's asking, did you plan to start your podcast or did you just get up one day and go for it? Boonie Bun, it's all about similarly, just fucking do it, but also just give yourself permission. As far as I'm concerned, in my old brain, it was, oh, I could never write a book because only authors write books. Who decides that person is an author? One day that person just gets up and says, I'm an author. They start writing. When people ask them what they do, I'm an author. They're an author. Then they're a published author. Oh, I'm a writer. You just say it and then you are it. So give yourself permission to do it. I just realized that the only reason that other people who had podcasts was that they just started. And so the story goes that I was going around the comedy clubs with my friend Luke Heggie. You know, he was workshopping some material and comedians generally, they'll like work on the same 10 minutes with slight adjustments over three or four clubs over the course of a night. And I was driving him around and it was really great. We had a great night. And I met Scott Dooley out at one of these clubs. And I was in town for the first season of The Bachelor. I'd only been here about a week or 10 days or whatever. And I was talking to Dools. I said, hey, Dools, you should come on my podcast. And he goes, yeah, that sounds great. Is Tuesday all right? And I said, yeah, Tuesday's great. This was a Saturday night. Dools didn't know I had a podcast, didn't know I didn't own microphones or a sound card, knew how to record a podcast or publish one. He didn't know any of those things. So I got up on the Sunday and I drove down to the music store. And I bought myself some microphones, bought myself a sound card, spent the rest of the Sunday and the Monday figuring out how to record it. And then when Dools showed up at 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning, hey, man, come on in. That's it. Just start. When we went to do our live show, which was the live show based on the book that I wrote, we booked the venue and pretty much sold it out before we had started writing it. Just start. You'll figure it out. You will absolutely figure it out. I promise you, you'll figure it out. Just fucking start it. And if you really, you know, there's only one, what do they call it? I don't know, fonts. An F and an E. Jedi and JFDI are very close together. So you figure out your own memes on the back of that. So quickly, there were some questions that came in from Instagram. How's my mental health? My mental health's okay today. Been struggling a bit, been getting out of bed like 3-4, but I'm waiting on a hip replacement. And so that's around when the meds wear off. I've managed to get through the day. Like it hurts during the day. That's fine. I can manage the pain, but around 3 or 4 is when the meds wear off. And, I tend to wake up and then my brain just goes, oh, you're awake. Doom. And so I have to, you know, because my prefrontal cortex isn't awake, which is the rationalizing part of my brain. So I have to just kind of sit there and write it out and just, you know, count my fingers and not in an obsessive compulsive disorder way, but just kind of breathe. And there's various relaxation techniques that I do and body scans and things that help me get back to sleep. But yeah, it's been a bit of a bastard at the moment, but I'm sure it'll figure out. I'm starting a new project on Monday, which has probably got something to do with it. Starting a big, a new TV project on Monday, which I'm excited about. Can't talk about it right now. Someone's asking me what my favorite cycling team is. Oh, okay. I don't think you can go past Team Sky and Sir Dave Bairdsdale, Braisdale. I always get it wrong. I don't think you can go past that because they gave themselves a goal of we're going to be the first British team to have a British rider standing on the podium and winning the Tour de France within 5 years. And they did it. And they did it by developing things around marginal gains. Extraordinary. Like they realized that if we can't be 5% faster to beat the fastest people, we can do 20 things 0.25% better. All right. And that's what they did. So, for example, they figured out that some of their riders were getting sick on the road, just colds and flu and things like that. So this is pre-pandemic time. So what they did is they had a cleaning team go ahead of the cycling team and they would check into the hotels. It's wild now because we're talking about COVID, right? But they would wipe down every surface inside the hotel room. They would change the sheets. They would leave it completely sanitized, wipe down the hotel room keys, whatever, and get the riders in there. So the riders never touched a surface that hadn't been pre-cleaned by the Sky team. And they did that the whole way through like all kinds of little things like warm down rituals and all kinds of weird stuff that no one had ever done before. But by doing those 0.025% gains, 0.02, I failed maths. I don't know. You know what I mean? 0.25%. They did 20 things 0.25% better, which got them overall 5% better than the next team down the line. And they did it and they won. So I don't think you can get better than that. It's extraordinary. Even if you're not into cycling, just watching how they managed to do that changed a lot for a lot of people, and it was pretty cool. Someone's asking what my favorite food is. My wife makes an amazing laksa. Boy, howdy. Incredible. My mother-in-law makes a dal that will blow your socks off. And I particularly enjoy peanut butter and banana. Is there going to be a bachelor and bachelorette next year? I bloody hope so. I've got a mortgage and school fees to pay. So I believe so. Unless you know something that I don't, I'm pretty sure we're on. Is there going to be a Bachelor in Paradise next year? I don't know. Travel, as you understand, has been quite tricky. And there was a bit of difficulty around getting people out of the country, as far as I'm aware. I don't know about these things. Am I going to do a new audiobook to go along with a new edition of my book? Right, because there is a new edition of my book that showed up. And it's got, brand new chapters that I wrote, that my wife wrote. So it's got a whole bunch of new stuff that Audrey wrote and a whole bunch of new stuff that I wrote. And that's really good. I don't think I'll do a new audiobook though, because the audiobook itself was quite an intense production. Audrey executive produced the whole thing. My wife Audrey, she produced the whole audiobook. So I don't think I'll do a whole audiobook, but I might do some chapters. I might get Audrey to read somewhere. We might find a way to release them. We might do them here on Twitch. We might do a live read. I don't know. Mark Hawa wants to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sexy am I? There is no one sexier than you, Mark Hawa. No one. Let me crack into the chat here. Let's see if there's some questions here in the chat before I wrap up here. I just did want to say, if anyone's watching from Victoria, happy end of lockdown. I'm very grateful that you managed to get through it. You did it. Congratulations. You're there. I'm proud of you. Take care. Look after each other and do your best to make sure there's no bloody third wave. Holy shit. Do your best. Work hard. Happy end of lockdown to you. Happy end of lockdown to you. Happy end of lockdown, dear Victoria. Happy end of lockdown to you. Amazing. Okay, so I think that's about it. Someone was saying that, seeing me reminds them that when Australian Idol was over, but when I was a child, my bedtime was determined by when you made Australian Idol turn off. Bevan, I apologize for that, mate. I think Australian Idol meant a lot of people had to go to bed. I don't know how the new one's going to be. That's going to be interesting. They're bringing it back. I mean, I'm not going to be able to host it because I work for a different network, but crikey. I hope they give it to someone who is in the same position in their career as me and Jimmy were. I hope they give it to someone who's ready for a slingshot, because that'd be awesome. That'd be really, really awesome. I personally think Scott Tweedy would be a fantastic host, but, we'll see how we go. We'll see how we go. Thanks heaps for being here. I'm going to clock off. Monday's show is a really good one. Monday's show is with Zali Stegel. Zali Stegel is a former Olympic skier, and Zali is now the member for Warringah in Sydney. She's an independent. She's in the House of Representatives. She's an incredibly clever human being. You can find out more about the work she's doing, climateactnow.com.au. It's basically hopefully enshrining in Australian law, and just as far as the direction of our country, that, just recognising the threat to our national security, our economy, our health, our environment, the threat that climate change poses, and to have that as the underpinning point from where we make our decisions going forward as a country. She's an extraordinary person, and I'm really, really grateful, because sometimes I can get quite despaired that there's no adults in the room having a conversation that apparently every other person on the planet can understand that what we fucking need to do around climate change and how fast we have to act and what we stand to gain if we act now, like the prosperity and abundance that lays ahead of us if we act now. Sometimes I can despair a bit because it feels like there's no adults in the room. And then I talk to someone like Zali and go, oh, it might just be okay if we've got people like Zali on board. So that's on Monday, which is going to be really, really great. Okay, team, I'm going to split. I'll see you on Monday for the podcast with Zali Stegall. I might see you here on Twitch, twitch.tv/Osher Ginsberg. If you're listening to the podcast and you want to follow along, I'll probably ride across the weekend. Have a cracking evening. I'll see you tonight for Bachelorette, 7:30 on Network 10 and Win and affiliates. Love you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.